Rick Billy and Johnny Osceola interviewing Carl Tubby on NARC.
What's your question?
How did you start out in NARC? I've got a few interested in it.
How did I start out? Oh, well, I started out very early in life. I used to like to draw a lot, doodle, sketch, whatever you call it. And I used to do that when I was very young, even in the first grade, up to elementary. I mean, I would prefer to do that than do a lot of other things like, you know, homework and so on like that. And I received a lot of encouragement from a lot of people, teachers, and some people that knew something about drawing later on in life.
Do you enjoy art more than any other subject?
I would have to say I do, because for me, painting is giving me one of the greatest satisfaction in the things that I do. I like photography and I like being work and all that, but the greatest satisfaction I get is painting.
But how long have you been in art?
Well, I was sketching and so on. I've been doing that all my life, but, you know, actually involved in a painting. And start out really seriously about my work was during the last year I attended school in Santa Fe, during my senior year in high school. I mean, that's been about quite a few years.
When did you get out of Santa Fe?
No, I graduated from Santa Fe in 1967, and I went to California after that.
Well, did you start painting right after you got it, son?
No, I didn't. Last painting I probably did was around 68, and then I didn't paint for 2 years, and I came back and painted in 1971, I did. At that time, I was living in South Dakota. And I was just messing around, getting some paint together to get into painting again.
What kind of artwork do you do?
Well, it's different from what I used to do in high school when I was at Santa Fe. Because I didn't start developing anything until my senior year, my last year over there, in advanced painting. What I'm doing now is totally different, but it's basically the same thing in that I'm still painting about the Indians or Indian design or culture.
Is Indian artwork almost kind of artwork you do?
Mm-hmm. That's the only type I do now. I used to think that I wanted to be a portrait painter, but after I got to Santa Fe, I changed my mind. And then I started working with Nasper's Parflasher design, which is, at that time, when I started out, it was a geometric pattern, layout or design, whatever you call it. But I guess you might say I was fascinated by the Nasper's Parflasher design. It's a bag that you carry stuff around in the old days, like food and other things that you need on a trip or something like that. And on the outside, they usually have a colorful design of some sort in geometric pattern. Most of the tribes were like that, I guess, if they had a Parflasher design. There doesn't seem to be no difference between the other tribes. And that all of them work in the geometric area. And I started out with that, and I then sort of developed that for about 2 years, and then I stopped, and I came back, and I started working on something else. It's not too much of a difference, but it was something else. And what I'm doing now today is what I started about 3 years ago. And I'm still going strong, I think.
What do you hope to do with your, all your art stuff? I mean, have a future?
Well, actually, I'm just painting to satisfy myself. I'm not really trying to establish anything, although I have an idea of why I'm painting this and how I feel about our own people. Not just my own tribe, but, you know, all the other tribes as well.
Your painting symbolizes what? Things.
You mean, does it mean anything? Well, I don't know. To other people, they may look at it differently, but for myself, I paint about the Indians today as well as yesterday. In a sense that we had led a tragic life that, you know, nobody really knows much about it. You know, it's not written in history, or nobody really paints about it. But from there, I try to depict a humanistic approach about the tragedies of the American Indian War, the Native people, as you may call it, that, you know, that is never written about. I mean, I'm trying to project a human compassion about the American Indians, the way they look, how one must have felt, you know, with the broken dreams and all that, and when they feel that they were cheated and so on, like that, and the hardship that they went through back then, and the hardship that we have today. I just try to paint about that, and I try to imagine how they must have looked, how they must have felt, you know. But I try to picture it in their faces rather than the way it happened, you know, like, you know, like a dead man laying out there with blood all over him. In some cases I've done that, being shot at and so on like that. But my main idea is to give a montage effect using real vibrant color. Although we had a tragic life, every one of us did, every Indian or Native people did back then, and we still have some of that here today. And this is what I try to paint about. Although we may have a painful life, we still have a colorful heritage. No matter how much we've lost, but we still had some of it. And we probably had a more colorful life back then than we do today. And this is what I try to do with him. That's why I use a lot of vivid colors, if I can, on any particular subject that I want to depict. I try to, you know, I've done work on people dying, the death, and the people crying. Maybe I'm painting about sadness. That's what I'm doing, I guess, in a sense. You know, mostly the sadness is about the Native people.
Do you sell your paintings?
What?
Do you sell your paintings a lot?
Oh, I sell most of it. I don't have any, that's for sure. But, and that's another thing I really don't like to do. I don't intend to keep it either, but a lot of people have an idea that when a painter comes out and starts painting, they feel that they're out to paint to make money and get rich or look for fame and all that. For me, I think that people have a misunderstanding in this concept. That a lot of painters come out to paint what they feel is right for them. And it's not usually the case of selling your work or gaining fame or getting rich. And that's what I'm doing right now. Maybe I'll change my opinion later, but that's what I'm trying to do right now. It doesn't really prove nothing to me, you know, even if I sell my work. Because if I feel that I can make another person understand what I'm doing, I think that's the most important thing. If I can sell it, fine. If I can't, it's okay. Somebody's gonna get a free painting. You know, that's the way it is. Because I don't like to keep my painting around very long. No more than maybe a year, you know. If nobody buys it, if it sits there, I just might just give it to somebody. That's what I'm gonna do. And, but I try to keep a record of what I've done. And in case if people want to know about it, then I try to do that. Keep slides and photographs or something like that.
Do you encourage your way of art to other people?
No, not really in a sense. I would rather encourage somebody that's coming up, like Johnny here, to whatever he finds, go after it on his own way. And if he feels that it's right for him, I would encourage him to go in that direction. Because, you know, this is the way I was taught from another painter. He was my instructor, and he's pretty well known in the Southwest area. His name is Fritz Scholder. And he's getting pretty rich too, from the understanding I get lately, you know. But this is what he told me when I was in his class. I was in his class 2 years before I finally started doing something, and he encouraged me to pursue what I felt was right for me. And this is what I would encourage, give. This is what I would give as advice to anybody that, you know, wants to paint, wants to draw, and go in that direction. I mean, I wouldn't want to tell somebody young that coming up, or somebody's maybe has an idea what they want. And each of us is different. Doesn't matter if we paint, all paint traditional technique, or we paint in modern art, as they are called today, contemporary, whatever you call it. I would rather that, I'd say for myself, that I would have to tell the painter or the upcoming painter to go in his own direction, and if it's right for him, follow it and pursue it the way he knows best. I think that would be the best way to tell anybody how to go about it. I mean, if he asks, you know, maybe he needs some kind of advice, maybe it can happen. I could tell him to go this way and that way, but he could feel that it may not be right. Because, one more thing I have to say is that I think to be a painter, I think you have to start being honest with a lot of things, not only with yourself, but a lot of the belief you have. And for me, this is what I like to do, you know. I try to understand what other people do and everything else, and I try to give an honest understanding of what is right or what is wrong or not. But I really would rather follow my own opinion than anybody else, and try to go after the right thing that I feel is right for me.
So you show your feelings in the paintings, or just paint what you think of?
Mm-hmm. What I feel is an honest opinion, to be true.
Is it a habit for you to paint? I mean, painting?
Yeah, sort of spontaneous, you might say. You know, I never just paint what I have. You know, I get an idea, I don't paint it right then. Sometimes I keep it as long as I can, and when I feel the time is right, then I transfer it onto canvas and I start painting. I usually have an idea, and maybe I might be doing a canvas right then. I got an idea what else I want to do. So I put that aside later, and then I'll just work on what I'm doing right now and finish it, and then later on I'll go on and go into it.
You ever get bored painting?
Not really.
But I get mad.
Part two coming up.
Oh, this is part two of the Johnny Carson show.
Time out for dead body.
Time out for anything.
What's that Jesus song called? Peter.
Run. No, I don't. I usually find it exciting, and what I'm trying to do, so I don't usually get bored. But I guess the only time I say I get sort of bored is when there's too many people. There's too many people in my game. I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. Sometimes I lose a little bit of what I was trying to do. And I usually lose some interest in it sometimes. Not all the time, though.
Do you usually get nervous when somebody's watching the painting?
Well, it depends. If I'm really involved in what I'm doing, then it doesn't bother me too much. But if I'm less concentrating on what I'm doing, it usually bothers me. And sometimes it gets me frustrated in what I'm trying to do, or too self-conscious of people around me, then. And I usually just quit.
You picked a right town to do your paintings, or just any town?
Well, I don't usually do that, but I usually paint at nights because it's quieter at nights and there's less noise also, and not enough people around to disturb me, even if there were somewhere. I usually play a stereo on loud enough to take the noise out from the surroundings, I guess. And although the stereo might be playing loud, I'm too involved in what I'm doing, and it doesn't bother me. I usually go along with whatever is playing, and the mood or whatever it is, the rhythm, all that, sort of a tempo thing. And it helps me.
Have you done any other paintings besides Indians? Any on Indians?
No, I never really have. I used to do a little bit of, you know, portrait-like painting on my own, you know, for fun. But that was all. And some illustration thing. But as far as doing it for, as a serious thing, I haven't tried it yet.
Do you ever exhibit the paintings?
Yes, I do. I used to do that even when I was in school, you know. It's the school sponsoring the exhibit or something like that, or some show they have for competition, usually. I never won anything, but main thing was just showing it under the recommendation of my instructor. And I had some recent one here in the state. One was in Jackson, Mississippi, and one in Tupelo. And I also sent two of my work to Red Cloud Indian Art Show last year, which ran in August. And I haven't done any more since then. But I'm working on two more shows right now that I hope will come about. One is in at the University of Nebraska, and one is in Macomb, or one of the Gulf South galleries, mm-hmm. run by a lady from Greenwood.
Paul, I think a lot of people would like to buy paintings from you, except that your works are so large and the homes are so small. And we were wondering if you have any plans in the future to paint some small enough that we could buy to use in our homes, because we just have small homes in those great buildings. We just don't have a wall there.
Well, I do plan to paint some small ones, and of course, I'm still doing my large ones, so I don't know when I'll do that. I haven't a faint idea about that. But eventually, I will do that, probably this year. Maybe I'll have some for the fair. I don't know yet.
That'll be good.
How come you do all large paintings?
Well, may I answer that? And all his works as he feels that, you know, he just works like he feels like working in, and he feels like working on big picture works on people. And so if he wants a small one, you just have to wait till he feels like.
What was the question again?
Oh, yeah. How come all your paintings are
so big? Well, it's just preference of me. It's not a matter of being more expressive in larger paintings than small paintings. I've done small ones, even the size of, let's see, 6x8 or something like that, 8x10, I've done it before. But usually, it takes much more detailed work when you do a real small painting. You consider that. So, and I try to move along as I paint, you know, as fast as the paint can dry, more or less. And because a lot of times I'm working on a new painting while I'm doing this painting, or I might have an idea that I'm going to do in maybe 2-3 paintings later that I'm working on. So I try to get it out as fast as I can, and not too fast where I won't have to lose it. And usually when I take a big painting, I try to go at it at full speed and try to get it done, which usually takes me more than I think that it would. Sometimes I can do a painting in one day or 3 hours, depending on how I feel. But sometimes I might have a big painting that I want to get it done real quick, but I might switch to a smaller one, mainly because sometimes I get to a point where I get frustrated in what I'm doing, going about it too fast, then I stop, I quit right there. Then I go to a smaller one, then I can go at a slow pace and take my time on it, then later on I can come back to the big one and finish it.
It's not too personal. What do you plan to do in the future?
That's not too personal. Oh, I don't know yet. I'll still paint as I am now. But I have a lot of other ideas that I'm planning to do, which I haven't got together yet. I'm in one phase right now. And maybe 6 months later, maybe a year. I don't know how long it's going to take. But I'm trying to get it together, the technique that I started when I was younger, when I was still in high school. And I'm going to try to develop it with what I'm doing right now and back then. Let's see. I guess my painting depicts more or less the universal theme. Culture or religion or whatever you call about the American Indians. It's more or less influenced by the Western Thai paintings or Western paintings. And maybe because I love the open space, I love the desert scene. Not actually the paint, but I love the desert area in the southwest in that particular country. But I try to paint as a universal thing of the Indians, not one particular tribe. Although I've done some work in my own tribe, Choctaws, but I haven't done too many because I'm too involved in what I'm doing right now and what I'm trying to strive to achieve in this area. I don't usually have the time to try to think of something else to do at this time. Maybe later on I might change my mind and get involved in this area. Maybe my own culture. I don't know. I won't know until I get there. But maybe my ideas on what I'm doing maybe may run out. I don't know. Then I'll have to look for something else if it does. So at this time I'm painting about, more or less I guess you might say, plains style, or the plains people. But I'm still trying to paint the Indians as one big family, more or less. Because I think that every tribe, no matter what tribe we are, I think we went through the same phase of life cycle. It doesn't matter how you look at it. Although we're Indians and we have different cultures and different languages and religion, tribal religion, we went through the same phase. So that's what I'm trying to paint. Although a lot of people say it's more a plains painting than any other of it. It's a universal painting, more or less.
Do people around here buy a lot of your paintings? This place?
This place? No, not too many. It's usually people from other states or other areas that buy the paintings. There are some that bought quite a few from here.
Would you teach art in school if they had it?
I try to teach art. That's what I would do. I think I'd like it too. But I would try to teach more or less on an individualized
method.
I think I could give more help that way than any other way or any other system. One-to-one basis, I think it would work out fine. Teaching art is really difficult because you have to try to stay away from teaching what you have learned and what you have developed. You can advise more or less on painting or art in general, but my point of view is, if you have to teach art, try to stay away from teaching in your own opinion of what you believe is art.
I guess that's all.